You know, Alice Orley. So, I like them, Peter. They're not too worried about it. I like the band. Huh?
My concern would be, as I said just now, if it is that people came and said, I would like to jump out with you all, and they said, sorry, you can't.
Yeah,
I will have a problem with that. Correct. I have never heard anybody come and report that they want to jump out with them and can't. You know, and it's hard to accuse a person for being exclusive when there's no evidence to deter them about people.
It's true.
You know, it's friends jumping up together. And you want to jump up with them, you're welcome. But the fact that Carol was there speaks volumes. It means that clearly.
Exactly.
Because she blocked me too.
True, correct. Yeah, so, now, being that my main call, though, is to the NCF. And I believe NCF need to take control of the Kadoma there, especially that aspect of it. If you control
Repeat what you just said. That
I believe they need to take control of this aspect of it, as far as
which aspect?
The bands, the takeoff point for the band.
Who needs to take control?
The NCF. They should not allow bands to say we want takeoff and here or there. That should be the stipulation. The NCF. We moving from the stadium, or we moving from Warren's, full stop. That should be their decision.
You would like everyone to move off from the same place?
Same point, and I can tell you why. Mm-hmm. Now, yesterday, there were hundreds of people lined between Warren and Green Hill. I mean, those people just come out to see the bands.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were there and watched some bands come down. And, you know, there were only about 10 bands that come from Warren to go down to the stadium. And when 11:30, Peter, exactly 11:30, that was the end of every single band up there.
Yeah.
And you had hundreds of people lying along that route, you know, between Warren and Green Hill. So after 11:30, I said exactly, and I tell you, I know, I checked my watch. It was 11:30. When someone in Aura, that was more spectacular band I see. Anyway.
It was good. It was amazing, huh?
Right. Yeah. And they told us that then it was the last band. So mm-hmm. then we last said that come down from Warren. And that was at 11:30. We see no other band, mm-hmm. and then the crowd just dispersed. Now, what you want to say also, you're talking about Skimpy. I find that a lot of those bands that came down from Warren yesterday, even though they were Skimpy, they were not colorful, Peter. And I think that's what's missing in this crop rover. Aura had on some, what you call Skimpy too, but there was colorful, very, very colorful. And that's why you want to see a crop over. I just don't want to see skimpy bikinis and so on and legs. I mean, I enjoy watching them, you know what I mean? But I just don't want to see, I want to see the color. And Aura, I think, is Aura, that's the right name?
Aura, yeah.
Right. And though that band is an example of what I want to see in crop over. It was a fantastic band, the color and so on, and I really admire it.
You sat down and considered the cost of putting out Aura?
But Peter, we talking about crop over. If you want crop over to be an attraction to people who come to barbecue, you got to bring color too.
You know, part of the reason that Aura was able to be as colorful as that is because they found a large number of people that were willing to part out. You know, some people pay $1,000 to be in that band.
Yeah, it was a fairly large band.
Right, so I'm saying that the ability to put that quantity of color on the road with the feathers, and I mean, the costumes were elaborate, and I agree with you entirely that it was amazing to watch on the road.
It's true.
Number of trucks that they had, the way that they were presented. But I also appreciate that comes at a cost, and part of the benefit that they have is that clearly they have identified 1,000-odd people that have $1,000 to spend.
But Peter, if you don't do it, then you mean you're continuing this less competing we've seen before.
But
any
sir,
color that killing crop over.
But sir, the point is that the feathers and that type of thing cost money. And no, I'm thinking
money.
I believe if Betty West had the Aura budget, she could probably do far better. The problem is that she doesn't have Aura's budget.
But that's why people
because the market that she caters to is a person that says, you know, put something together for me that's nice, but you don't really have the splash capacity to splash in the way that they do.
Well, Peter, that's why people are going to other destinations, so crop over now, or could do whatever you call it. Every year, it's in the same thing. Listen, if you start watching these bands, if you see the first band come down, you'll go home. You don't watch it no more. The same
thing. But I hear that in Trinidad, too. That all the costumes are looking samey.
But you know
what's interesting? I started to play mass in Trinidad and Tobago in 1990. Right, and in 1990, I used to play with a band called Poison, and people complained that Poison essentially brought this skimpiness to thing. Right. And they used to brag about the fact that you could pick up your costume in a little bag.
Uh-huh.
Right? That they were the only band that they would give you the costume in a little bag, a little thing bag that you get in the supermarket.
Uh-huh.
And the point is that they were complaining from then that all the costumes look the same way, because you're just changing the bikini or you're changing the speedo, but ultimately it's the same costume. And it's the same argument that I am hearing. So it's not a new thing. And my question is, what exactly are you going to do differently? And what is being done differently is that there's more feathers. The problem is that the more feathers are costly, and Aura has demonstrated that. You can put more feathers, pretty feathers, you can make the costumes look so much more outstanding and so much more beautiful, but they will come at a cost. And it is a question of whether you're going to be able to identify 1,000 revelers that got that kind of money to spend.
Well, there's a choice for me. I mean, if you got to come beautiful or just now, but next 2 years, then there will be no more crop over.
They're going to be crop over. So they're going to always be crop over.
But people, yeah. I mean, people going to other destinations when they come, like St. Lucia, Grenada, and so on.
But they're having the same challenge. Sir, yeah, the problem, this conversation that you are having now with me is a conversation that is being had in every single Caribbean island after their carnival. People complain the costumes look the same, that the women are wearing too little, there's a lot of nakedness, and that, you know, it's so it goes. No one has commented on the body paint. I saw a lot of body painting yesterday. Mostly men were body painting. I thought that's an interesting way of bringing something colorful and different. And the body paint has been around for many years. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't got a problem with body paint. So much so, someone told me that two young ladies were just clad in body paint.
Yeah.
Full stop.
You like that?
Before we just body paint and you couldn't even pick it up. I was so
alive. Yeah. I saw the body paint and tassels. I've seen that in Trinidad with ladies, large bottom. And she is wearing this body paint and just the tassels, the nipple tassels, something to cover the front of the front of the part, the private parts.
Right.
And the boxy just there, you know, all its glory covered in body paint and nothing else. And she's a strong woman, boy. And she's sponsored by one of the sweet drink companies.
Oh, okay. sugar spice.
So the tattoo with the manufacturer's logo. One on one cheek and the next cheek. And people just watching the two tattoos, two advertisements moving in tandem.
So which one are you watching, the tattoos or something?
Well, you know, I think that the manufacturer understands what people are looking at, you know, but he is getting some coverage in the rush, you know. But I think that the intended thing is on something else. But that is, you know, it's all good.
But yeah, behind the closed door, I want it to be like the route, especially, and I believe they should start from Warren.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to get a lot of mayhem, but what I believe that is the reason I had the backup yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than 2 points, because when the bands leave from here, then to go to the Botanical Gardens, then you're going to get a whole backup of backlog down that side.
Somebody is here telling me that the Caravana Pride takes off from one place and ends up in the same place. It goes around in a circle. I'm wondering whether now that we have this, it has to end at Mighty Griner. I don't think that is negotiable. So the question is, how do you get people marshaled in one place, depart as efficiently as possible, but spend maximum time on the road moving down to Mighty Griner, bearing in mind that everybody can't leave at the same time? That question, I think, can be answered if you have all of these acres and acres of space over across the road that has the potential to give you the opportunity to stretch out the bands as much as they need to be stretched out. You know, so that's something to think about. And I accept that it can be challenging. But I think that with the inclusion of the Botanical Gardens, we may very well have a solution to the problem. Because the Botanical Gardens is right next to the start point. So maybe you can use that as a way of integrating things. But it's stuff to think about. Final word from you, sir?
I think they need to have one starting point. You know, they will look at it.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot for calling. We'll take another break and come back with more of Down to Brass Talks. Welcome back to Down to Brass Talks. A lot of comment on the situation with Blue Box Cart. A gentleman is saying, Peter, back in the 80s, whatever number Blue Box Cart pulled, they were given number one. It became a traditional and a fun thing to do because they would always get drunk and they would set the road on fire, literally. I think people are getting too serious about the issue. It was never one with racial overtones, and people are getting carried away. And I'm inclined to agree with this gentleman entirely that, you know, I'm a person that is very serious about looking at social issues. But, you know, it's not a, I don't think it's an issue, really, that needs all of this. And then another gentleman said, Peter, perhaps Carol jumped up with Blue Box Car because they were leaving early and it suited her schedule because she had official duties to perform later in the day. Good point. Down to Brass Stacks, good morning.
Good morning to you, Peter.
Hey, Patrick, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
It was good to see you on Saturday, and I trust you enjoyed yourself.
Of course I did. Peter, this morning, I want to take the opportunity to commend the members of the public for being on their best behavior yesterday, and I also want to take the opportunity to compliment the staff at the National Cultural Foundation for yet another successful festival, and also the members of the Royal Barbados Police Force who were charged with the responsibility to serve, reassure, and protect. Now, I haven't heard you read a WhatsApp post some moments ago. Peter, it had placed me under circumstances of considerable strain. And let me explain the reason why. Now, because it is utter nonsense. And I don't share in the interest of the person who would have sent the post. But the bottom line is, the question I would like to ask, and moving on to my second point, is whose funds did Carol enter the Blue Box car with? Is it the person who sent the post? Whose funds did she enter the thing? And if she's not free to join any band that she so deserves. I mean, we got to stop spinning hairs with the politics and cut up the nonsense sometimes, right? So I don't share the view of the individual, and I agree with you. As the CEO, and if she wants next year, she choose another band, because that would give her oversight and some experience in relation to if she wants to make decisions or input into anything, she would have the experience by her participation. But I mean, the bottom line is that this nonsense with Blue Box Care. I mean, come on, nobody hold the gun to nobody's head in this country and determine which band they must jump in. Please, everybody do it off their own free will.
You could quote from a very popular calypso by Lil Rick, which reminds people that when you don't pimp out nobody behind nobody drink, it really should not be anybody's business. And as you quite rightly said, it's her money. She can spend it with whosoever she wants to spend it with. Yeah, no problem with that.
My concern, though, this morning is that I would hope and admonish the National Cultural Foundation, having observed a few things yesterday, being a spectator, because I don't participate in the jump up anymore. That's the truth.
Why not?
But No, I don't. I simply don't participate in it.
But why not? Why not?
No, because I don't believe in reveling.
You don't believe in reveling?
No, I don't believe in it.
But then join Rock Holy.
No. I don't even want to say this, because I got open a different can of worms. I know that they're always coming after me on my Facebook
page. But then the problem, you just going to walk the route?
I know what Holy God place at all in Crawford, but that's I don't want to get involved with that.
You thought that you would be a man that would be in all of this?
No. Holy don't have the players in there, but I don't want to get there because it can create some problems. And trust me, so I prefer to leave that there. What I really want to speak on is from my observation yesterday, I've discovered that, and I think I heard a previous caller made mention of it, is that some bands sought to be playing calypso of yesteryear and back in time calypso.
And the challenge
that I'm having, Peter, is that if the purpose for the judges on the route is to judge the song or a song in question for the road march, it means then that a song sang 4 years ago cannot be qualified.
Agreed.
Good. So then they must explain for me the reason or the purpose behind playing it. And I believe that the National Cultural Foundation should set up boundaries and rules, whereas that any all bands participating in the exercise from the stadium, Warriors, wherever their first location to head to the Mighty Greatest Highway, that the only songs that should be played are the songs that were produced in the year in question.
Patrick, I seldom disagree with you as vehemently as I disagree with you now. Sir, if I don't like what I'm hearing this year, or alternatively, if I prefer what I heard in Trinidad and Tobago, or I prefer what I heard last year, why should I not play what I want to hear?
No, but Peter, the festival, as the judgment of the festival, is about what was produced.
Patrick, don't get tired. Don't get tired. The Road March can only be a current song. So if you choose to play all the music from previous years, you know that your band will not be taken into consideration regarding the Road March. The Road March, the NCF has a role in setting the limits and defining what is a Road March or Trinity Crop or whatever we call it.
Right.
But that's fine. But I'm saying if you choose to go on the road and play hymns, Krishna hymns, you understand that whenever your music is being played, it doesn't matter because it's not going to be part of the Road March. So for example, Walk Holy, no one knows what they play. No one really cares what they play because you can't listen to them to get a Road March indication because it's a different genre of music. And I'm saying that if there was someone, for example, if a band came from Martinique and played only Martinican music, or they played like music on the road with samba drums and whatnot, that wouldn't be a road, but they're entitled to do so. And I think that the diversity of the festival, Patrick, I could not agree with you less. The diversity of the festival requires that from time to time, people will play different music. But the NCF has to be very clear that the Road March can only be a current tune. Personally, I would like to get to the stage where a Road March could be a song for anywhere in the Caribbean. Right? I would like that if you could have a Road March and you could choose from Trinidad or Grenada or wherever the carnival is, St. Lucia, I would like it to be a truly Caribbean Road March. And the people in Barbados have to compete with people in other islands to bring music. Right?
I don't share that view, Peter. I don't share that view. I believe that the festival, our festival, Cobo Festival, is for us. We reach out and entertain
those who want
to participate with us.
But Patrick, that belongs to we too.
Participation on the part of individuals from the outside should come to win a prize in a setting, a crossover setting designed by Barbados. I don't share this view.
I'm going to tell you two things, huh? When Peter Ram sang Good Morning, Cropover, which subsequently became Good Morning, Carnival, in my opinion, that is Road March material. And that was the most outstanding song produced that year, right? In my humble opinion. This year, I think Kes Savannah Stage is the most outstanding song produced regionally for the year. And I would have been glad if it could have been a Road March in Barbados. So my point is that if you step back and you take a regional perspective, there are times when Barbados will do well, and there are times when other places will do well.
But I don't know, Peter. The truth is, I feel that if the festival is so designed to be a Barbadian festival, but extend courtesy to all other participants, I think that that's the way it should be, and not the, but the bottom line is, right, I was also upset because I heard dub music playing also.
But that's foolishness. That's nonsense.
You're in the height of your own Cropover Festival. What is that, Ninja Man or somebody from the thing? I mean, it is nonsense. And that's why I believe that the NCF must, as a priority, set some boundaries as to what can be played from any particular band that participated in the exercise, what can be played or what is mandated of them, you understand me, on the day in question to Cropover. And it should be restricted only, to the rotation of songs produced in the particular year. Because sometimes, Peter, if that doesn't happen, what happens is that there are other performers whose songs get lost along the way simply because they don't get a chance to hear them. Because that people are so caught up playing other things that people want to hear, right? And leave these individuals on the sideline. So these individuals don't get a rotation. A case in point is the case that the boy won at Party Morning on last Sunday. The
Yeah, but you don't get home much.
Yeah,
but you just said you don't get home much.
But listen to the radio.
I've heard it before.
Patrick,
I respect your position, and I respect that it is a view that a lot of people hold. But I personally feel that Barbados, crop over, and mass has gotten to a stage now where we can hold our own among other. And I don't think we have anything to fear if we open up our road march and say, look, Barbados is the place that you will get a truly international road march. Because any song from anywhere, once it qualifies as soca, could play and could compete and could win. And it would basically mean that the guys got to step up the game. Because I would have been happier. I prefer Kess's song to the one that we were on March. I mean, I respect the guys, don't get me wrong. But in terms of what I would like to have heard on the road for a whole day, I think that will win. And in the same way, years ago, Peter Ram had a hit that would have win in the same way too. So my thing is, like, you know, can we not get to a stage where as a region we begin to open and broaden our perspectives and think, instead of competing among 250,000 people, we are competing among 2.something million?
No, but when we compete among ourselves, what happens is that it gives our lens itself to persons who may feel that they are not capable. It gives them the opportunity to want to be part. And probably because we got a lot of hidden talent in this country, and I believe that to allow our Caribbean neighbors and give them the let to come in, I believe that in itself will stifle the ability of a lot of aspirants, a lot of young people who have talent. I don't feel so. So I that's my view. I don't believe that, because after we do that, then we're gonna wonder what next. Because, you know, we are a society that we are really creative. Everything that everybody do, we just hold up and decide that we can do. Right? Mm-hmm. And then that's where my fear is in allowing certain things to creep into our society, simply because that you may embrace the wrong things and get the wrong results. Mm-hmm. And then you don't let the consequences arising out of the wrong results and the wrong decisions that we make.
All right, Patrick, thank you for calling. As I said, I respect your position. As much as I disagree, I also respect the view that you put on the road. I do wish, though, that you would rethink your position on revelry and find yourself in a costume, even if it is in walk hoodie next year, and try and parade at least part of the route. I don't believe, Patrick, that you should leave this earth at any point in time in the future without having done it once or twice. You know, don't knock it till you try it. So try the revelry and see if you might like it, and who knows, you may become a disciple like myself of the revelry. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I got a lot of WhatsApp messages, and some of them are quite important. The first one is that Peter, do let Patrick know that Biggie Irie won the first International Sweet Soca Monarch in Trinidad and Tobago many years ago. Certainly when I made comments about Kess and Peter Ram, I forgot that Biggie Irie was even before them with sweet soca music that set a tone of what one could call international acceptability. So certainly Biggie Irie is in that group, and I want to thank the person who sent the WhatsApp for making that very valid point that we've already proven that we can be among the international greats. Biggie Irie was the forerunner in that regard. My friend Maria from Customs reminds me that it is not one bottle, it is 1 liter. So the limit is 1 liter of alcohol and not a bottle of alcohol. The fact that most bottles are 1 liter helps, but the reality is that if you can bring 2 small bottles in a monk to 1 liter, there's nothing wrong with that. Alana reminds me that Blue Box Car was actually not the first band, it was the second band. The first band was... first band was Wakoli, and the second band was Republic Bank, then Blue Box Cart, and then the HIV band, and then Beige. There was thereafter a very long break until Aura came. So the lineup was actually placing Blue Box Cart third behind Wakoli and Republic Bank, which got the first spot. Republic Bank, of course, is a sponsor of the festival, and one presumes that that's how Republic Bank ended up in the top spot. So the conversation we're having today really should be informed by that reality. Let's see about that. Okay, let's go back and take some more calls. Remember, we are almost at the regional roundup, so let's take a few calls. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today?
I'm great. Yourself?
I can't help you much with the reveling. I don't want to go wrong anything, too.
How come?
Because I don't like it.
Okay.
Now, let me...
So the walk holy is more your cup of tea?
No. I said I don't go wrong with crowds. I don't do it.
Oh, you don't like crowds?
Nah.
You go to a tent?
Huh?
Would you go to a tent?
No.
You just watch it on TV?
If I am available and not, don't have anything to do, I don't watch it. I don't go wrong anything. So okay. Let me go on and add my little feet pertaining to the blue box car, the car, Robert. Now, as I tell another tent person, but my observation would be, I thought it would have been better for Carl Roberts to remain actually behind to observe what was happening with the band so that he could make certain decisions next.
But why would she?
I told her my opinion. Your opinion can't be my opinion.
But I am asking you to justify your opinion.
I said it already. I said I prefer she to be at the back when the bands are traveling, not the walk, not only the blue box, the back of the bands. Seeing the bands parade and go to see if she could make any observation and make a recommendation as they conclude. And not if she at the front, she don't know what's going on behind. That's my opinion. As I tell you,
one could argue that if she was at the front, she could get on the road first and stand up and watch everybody come behind. You don't think?
That's
better. If you at the back, you can't really observe what's going on in front. But if you go in the front, you could get to stop and stand up and watch everything that come past after. But that would make more sense logistically.
But actually, yeah,
when you get to the end, you get to a point where you can stop and say, okay, let me watch everything passing thereafter. Well, if you're in the back, you can't really watch and observe.
That's why they should do that. Good. All
maybe
right,
maybe
on.
That is the logic.
Maybe let me go on. I tell you, I'm not a reveler. While you were reveling, I am an analyst. I was in two constituencies having the drink. I don't drink alcohol. I would drink a plus, maybe give the fellas a drink.
They thought you were going to tell me that you were in church.
Nah. Okay. I don't have to go in church. That's what I'm getting at. I want to deal with you pertaining to the Bible, but not the direct, long argument. I just want to drop something. I then going to tell you about the two constituencies visit.
Right.
Now, in the Bible, it states that when the earth was flooded, they were asked to keep a pair of each animal, birds, and such like. I certainly went to Sunday school. You read that?
I read it. Right. Oh, and in Sunday school.
Right.
Now, the fable of Noah's Ark.
Good. Now, let me give you another thing. Now, you ever kept pigeons yet?
No, I never did.
So let me put this in your dish. A pigeon, the hen usually lays two eggs. You know, it surprises me today that I see pigeons flying about without anybody having control of them. But when we were growing up, we used to keep pigeons as boys. And a pair of pigeons, the eggs always produce a pair, a cock and a hen. And the reason for that is the existence of the pigeons. If you have two cocks, you will not get young ones.
Right.
So, and the Bible, the same thing. And I want you to examine that principle of a cock and a hen.
Will you want me to examine it to what conclusion?
That you'll see that your mother will let you to have a grand. She will let you to produce it.
My mother knows that she will not get grandchildren from you. My mother has grandchildren. And she has grandchildren. She has a great grand too.
But not from you.
Yeah, is that a problem?
Okay, good.
They got a lot of people walking about that will not have children.
I can deal with you with the Bible right through from Friday. We going down the road and be dealing with logic from the Bible.
I would argue to you, sir, that when you're speaking biblically, you cannot speak logically, because I think the two of them are opposite ends. I am anxious for the conversation, but I'm just saying speak logically, you speak biblically, and I think that the two of them will always be at odds, because there is very little logic in the Bible, sir.
If you don't understand, then the eunuch
or maybe you don't.
Diet Because I'm asking if he understands it, but don't read it. So if you read it and don't understand it, you're going to go wrong.
Fair enough. Sir, I just realized this. We're going out at 52, so you're going to make your second point quickly.
We're going on that another day. Now, let me tell about the 30. Let me tell you about my two findings in St. John and St. Lucie. And you know it don't belong. I like to be precise. Now, in St. Lucie, everything is well for Berlitti Pisa. The fellas in St. Lucie is saying that it is the first time that a real woman will be running in St. Lucie. Take that. I like to report to you what is going on, because you and I always would deal with.
But when is it going to be announced?
I don't worry about the announcement.
But, sir, I am worried about the announcement. I am curious to know when it will be announced.
That would come.
Because you tell me it's a rumor. I keep hearing it's a rumor. Nobody can tell me for sure that it will be announced.
Then wait for the appropriate time. You may hear that conference.
Sir.
Listen.
Sir, I want to just tell you my view on that. I think it is a bad idea. I think if you're sending the goodly lady up there, you are sending her like a lamb to the slaughter.
To get in St. Lucie?
Yes.
Man, you know what you're talking about. I tell you.
I know you think so. But the reality, sir, is that I know a little bit more about politics.
You are ready to start your poll and stop making suggestions. You're opposed to stop when that.
The time will come. The time will come for that.
I finished with that.
Sir, it is because I like Verla that I do not want her in St. Lucie.
Reality.
And I'm saying that if you want to preserve her for the battle long term, send her to St. John.
Peter, you told me that in St. John was a hard seat to win. And I told you Griffith was going to win the seat. You remember that?
But sir, my poll said that Griffith was winning. I may have told you so long before the election, but my poll said Griffith was winning. And it was published in the newspaper. So I knew he was going to win. Sir?
Coming up in St. John now.
All right. We can't go to St. John now because we have too little time.
No, I'll get you the three
just
names.
Give me the quickly and then let's go.
The three names are, the people are saying that if Tom Adamson could run in St. Thomas, they want David Barrett to run in St. John. And there is Stephen Lashley and St. Clair.
Okay.
That three names knocking about
it.
So you hold it.
All right, sir. Thank you for that. And we're going to pick up that conversation on Friday, hopefully. We'll be here at 10 o'clock. And right now, we need to take a break for the regional roundup. If we come back to you in about 10 minutes, we continue with more of your calls.